A happy and a blessed Easter to everyone. I guess we should all be very grateful that we're not walking through snow coming to... This has been a really long, long, long winter. We feel the oppression of that. We long to kind of shed the clothes, to get out, to feel the sun on our face, the warm breeze. We long for spring. We long for it. In our spiritual lives, we long for the resurrection. Today, we have the reading from Matthew. Matthew, which gives us kind of a sense of the divine messenger that is associated with the resurrection. It's interesting that we have the two women going to the tomb. The two women. We don't find the men there. We didn't find them at the foot of the cross. We found a young boy by the name of John, patron of this cathedral, and three other women. We find them who, in their longing and love for that person of Jesus Christ, suffered with him at the cross. And I'm sure their going to the tomb was a memorial of that person. A memorial. Not recognizing the event that would take place, the event that would reshape our lives forever. And we have to ask ourselves, where are we? Do we stay at the foot of the cross because it's understandable that an innocent man would die? Do we make our way to the tomb to memorialize? Or do we risk hearing the word of life and being called to live it? That's the key for us spiritually. It's a key for us spiritually. And I love that aspect that Matthew places of the messenger. It's that angel on the top of the stone. And what's the angel's message? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Well, the world has every right to be afraid. And we have every right to be afraid. We just crucified the Son of God. We just crucified the one who brought peace and love into the world. We just killed him. And if he's coming out of the tomb, you'd expect, like many of us, for him to come with the sword, wreaking his retribution upon this earth and every one of us who placed him in that tomb. You would think that. But the angel says, don't be afraid. That could have been the same archangel who approached Mary at the Annunciation and who said to her the words, do not be afraid. And if it is, it's going to be that same archangel who will blow that trumpet when Christ the King will return in glory for his second coming to judge all of us. But the words and the phrase, do not be afraid. They were also the words and the phrase and the mantra constantly of John Paul II. Throughout his 26 years in terms of the papacy, he always said wherever he went, whatever crowd he addressed, do not be afraid. Because as fearful as that cross is, the real fear is the resurrection. As I said, the cross is understandable. A good man who is a leader, innocent, dies for us. We know that. We experience it all through history. But then placed in the tomb, This man, this true man, this true God, chooses to rise from the dead. And now the fear is, if he has died for you and now has risen for you, he calls you to live his life in this world. We can handle a natural history and sequence of events in our lives. The suffering that comes to us. The development in terms of our lives. Commitment to professions, to marry, to age, and to die. We can accept that natural chronological aspect of the events in our lives. But to not control the understanding of a life yet to come, to understand that this is only the dress rehearsal of what God has planned for us, then suddenly we must reshape our entire lives. We can't be the same. We can't be the same. Jesus chooses in Matthew's gospel to approach the two women, one of which we know to be Mary Magdalene. And I've often said, I think that Mary Magdalene truly loved Jesus. Because I don't think you can go from the cross to the empty tomb. I don't think you can go from the cross to the resurrected Jesus unless you understand the power of love. Unless you understand love. Love transforms you. Love makes you different. An individual who truly loves cannot remain the same, especially in relationship to the beloved, to the one who is loved. And here it is, Mary Magdalene approaches him, and he appears to her, and she is able to see him because of love and because of belief. For what does that divine messenger say to those women? What does the divine messenger say to us? Believe. That's why the world has such a difficult time with the resurrection. Doesn't have a difficult time with that crucifixion, but it has a difficult time with the resurrection. Because the belief makes a statement, this world does not have all the answers. That we are not complete apart from our spiritual lives, apart from the mystery which all of us touches in some way, shape, or form. And I've got to believe that a segment of those who come to our churches on Easter are seeking a reconciliation in their own life of that mystery, of acknowledging that there is a part and parcel of their lives which is not complete without a God. And not understandable apart from the love of a God for us, despite our frailties and our sinfulness. And then what does that messenger tell us that we are responsible for doing? Once we grab it, once we understand it, once we incorporate that resurrected Christ into our lives, what are we told to do? Go share it. And that's what that angel was telling those women. Go back. Tell them about the resurrection. Proclaim it. Are you going to get pushback? Oh, absolutely. Already, we know from basically our history that there were those that went back and said, his body was taken by his followers. He was stolen. There's all sorts of attempted rationalizations of why that tomb should be empty. But there's only one answer for those who believe. He's risen. He's alive. And now it's the testimony of those people who know the resurrected Jesus in their lives, who have experienced time and time again the joy of the resurrection, the understanding that all is not lost. When we bring the bodies of loved ones into our church, when we offer the sacrifice of Mass for them, when we're praying for them, are we praying to an empty memorial? No, we're praying in the understanding that they enjoy the everlasting life promised to all who believe. I believe. We say that every Sunday. I believe. I believe. And it's in that belief that urges us and continues to force us on in this life, because we know there is one who loves us, who waits for us. And it's our responsibility to take that love, to take that belief, and to share it with others, to help those who have not yet understood, to help those who have put aside the mystery that completes their lives. It is the joy of the resurrection that is celebrated today. It is that joy, rejoice, that the angel tells to those two women. Rejoice, and why rejoice? Because the fullness of it and its implications for all of us tells us about this life. But it's a responsibility on every one of us. If we understand that Jesus rose from the dead, we understand what the consequences are for us and the necessity for us to take His love and to take His peace and to share it. To take His love and to take His peace and to share it. Take a look at the Apostle Paul, whose second reading today we proclaim. Before Paul was called by Jesus, for he never met the Jesus who was incarnate in this world, he only met the resurrected Jesus. Now, this is a man who had status, who had authority, who was a Roman citizen. This was a man who can act judgment upon this fledgling Christian community. This St. Paul, he meets the resurrected Jesus, and his life is changed. And what do we mostly ask about in this world? If we are supposed to be committed to something, what am I going to get out of it? Well, you know what he got out of it? He was flogged twice. He was shipwrecked three times. He was in prison and finally beheaded. What a friend I have in Jesus. But what urged him on? This was the resurrected Jesus. He couldn't deny it. So no matter what came into his life, he embraced the life of Jesus. That life was his. And Christ's life was his. That's Paul. You don't die for a lie. You don't suffer for a lie. You die and you suffer for the truth. And if the truth is embodied in love, you willingly sacrifice for that love. What a wonderful celebration we have in Feast. The joy of it is that Christ chose to rise from the dead for the same reason he chose to become one with us, to die for us. Because, and this is the great joy, our God loves us. A happy and blessed Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.